Canto 10, Chapter 19. Krishna swallows again a forest fire. Sri Shuka said, with the gopas being absorbed in their games, the cows wandered far off. Grazing on their own, they, hungry for grass, entered the thickets. The goats, cows and buffalo, going from one part of the forest to the other, entered a cane forest where they, thirsty because of the heat, complained loudly. The gopas, led by Krishna and Rama, not seeing the animals, regretted it not to have kept an eye on the cows and started searching for their trail. Anxious about the loss of their livelihood, they all followed the hoofprints of the cows on the path that was marked by the blades of grass broken by the hooves and the teeth of the cows. Their cows and the other animals who had lost their way, they found back in the Munja forest, tired, crying because of thirst. Thereupon they all turned back. When they heard the sound of their names being shouted by the Supreme Lord with a voice as loud as the rumbling clouds, they answered most joyfully. All of a sudden, from all sides, a huge and terrible conflagration appeared that, with its tongues of fire, threatened all moving and non-moving beings in the forest with a gruesome storm of sparks driven by their charioteer, the wind. From all sides being caught by the forest fire, the gopas and the cows looked about in fear. Just like anyone else who, troubled by the fear of death, seeks the Supreme Personality, they, thereupon, in their distress, addressed Krishna and his strength, Balarama. Krishna, O Krishna, O greatest hero, O Rama of a never-failing power, please save us, surrendered souls, from being scorched by the forest fire. We, your friends, O Krishna, with you, the perfect knower of all Dharma, as our Lord, we are devoted to, for sure can never deserve it to suffer destruction. Sri Shuka said, the Supreme Lord Hari, thus hearing the pitiable words of his friends, said, do not be afraid, just close your eyes. All right, they said, and having closed their eyes, the Supreme Lord, the controller of yoga, delivered them from the danger by swallowing the terrible fire. When they thereupon opened their eyes again, they stood amazed. Together with the cows, they had been saved and transported to Bandira, the banyan tree, 10 miles away, so they say. Having witnessed their deliverance from the burning forest by dint of the yogic power of Krishna's internal control over the deluding material energy, they considered him an immortal divine being. Together with Rama and the cows returning late that afternoon to the cowherd village, Krishna, on the road, sounded his flute while he was praised by the gopas. The young cowherd girls were excited to the greatest degree of bliss to see Govinda present again. For them, it seemed to take 100 ages to be without him but for a moment.